Well, Brian McTavish is here, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. And man, this is your week. This is your Christmas, New Year's, birthday, everything wrapped up into one week. It's Planet Comic-Con, and you love this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is your time.
It's my time.
Your time to shine.
It's my time. Well, I don't shine. I just bask in the reflection of the wonderful event. Planet Comic-Con, indeed. Kansas City's, and I would say the region's, biggest pop culture and comic book convention.
My goodness.
Lots of comic book artists and writers and enthusiasts.
And collectors, too, right? Are there some of that here?
Yeah, there's a few collectors. Yeah, thousands.
Because you're one of them.
I'm one of them. Accumulator more than collector.
Now, are you
going
to go buy and sell? Are you going to traffic in all this stuff or
what
not?
What I'll do. And
we have a game plan, right? You have a game plan.
I have a game plan. We will get to Star Trek in a minute. Right?
There's no rush.
There's no rush because you're just kicking back here,
yes,
with me,
I am.
Right? Yeah.
Yes,
by
I
the
am.
Way, those elders, talk about having a good
love
time.
Love those guys. Always have loved them ever since they came in here my first few months doing this show, and it was cool to be in the middle of all that.
I wonder if they're going to make it to Planet Comic Con. You never know. I mean,
you know.
They strap on the accordion.
They got the Hulu this weekend, so probably not.
Well, they're around.
Yeah.
Their spirit is
around. So are you going to buy and sell this
weekend? Yes. I'll bring a few comics to show off to some of my dealer friends and others I bump into.
What are you looking for? Is there something you want?
Well, we've been over this. And
I like talking about this.
Well, yeah. What's interesting is...
It's your passion. I like that.
Well, it's nice to find something to be passionate about.
It is. it absolutely is.
I got to tell you,
And it's legal.
Well, yes, it is so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen in the years ahead. I don't know. I mean, but I just try to find strange comics from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s that are now regarded as politically incorrect, improper, strange, weird.
Do you have a list? Do you actually have an idea what you're going after?
I really don't. I'm sort of organized in my disorganization.
But you can't touch these comics. They're like
sacred.
No,
there's
sacred.
No touching.
They're sacred, so how do you know what you're looking
at?
Don't
even think about touching it. I can tell you're thinking about it.
And once you buy it, you don't read it because you get your humanness
Let me just add that you seem to you may be reveling just a little bit too much in my eccentricity own comfort level, Steve. But yeah, I do occasionally pull them out and go into a half light area, where light damage can't be too much of a threat.
You wear little gloves, probably,
I have a lot,
too, don't you?
Well, they're actually big gloves. Look at these hands, buddy. Come on.
You wear little gloves on them so you don't spoil
anything.
How
did you know that the gloves don't fit?
Yeah.
It's true. They're tight. They're tight gloves. That way you have better dexterity. And I have some original art which I purchased over the years. I, of course, don't hang it up because it could get damaged by the light. It could.
I love it.
You
laugh. Have it, but you don't look at it.
Yes, I know it's there somewhere. And the place to be is Planet Comic-Con. It's a trektacular event this year, meaning it's truly a trektacular. I love that phrase. William Shatner, the original Captain Kirk, is going to be there Sunday only.
And people are going to go nuts, right?
They're already going nuts.
Okay.
The fever dreams are in full throttle.
We try to get him on the show. Can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Bill. Yeah. Get together, Bill Shatner. Anyway, he's there. But really, virtually the entire cast, save one or two key players of the subsequent Star Trek Next Generation, are going to be there. Will Wheaton, Jonathan Frakes, LeVar Burton, Brent Spiner, who played Data with that crazy pasty makeup.
But they're not the originals. The originals are the only ones that count.
Well, that's
right?
Why. And Bill Shatner is hosting a separate ticketed event on Sunday where for 90 minutes he's the master of ceremonies. He hosts this panel with all these next generation people. And I would say this, yes, I do indeed write for a Thinking Bigger Business magazine, and I was able to get a great interview with the promoter of the show, Chris Jackson, about the growth of the con over the years. This is the first three-day event for the convention, Friday as well as
in
Saturday.
In Kansas City, you're talking
in
about.
In Kansas City. Chris Jackson, promoter of Planet Comic-Con. He's been with it for many years. It's his baby. He's done a great job. Last year, they moved downtown for the first time to Bartle Hall. It was a huge success, doubled the attendance. This year, he's going 3 days. Usually, it was just Saturday and Sunday. This year, Friday as well. And I wrote about it in this month's Thinking Bigger Business Mag. It's online at ithinkbigger.com. Read all about it. Chris is a great guy.
All Brian's picks are on our website, KCUR. .org. What's going on here?
Well, it's Cheech and Chong. You remember 1974 or 5?
Cheech was here once.
but only once.
Chong was here. I get it mixed up. Chong was here.
Well, they're very different in their own way.
Yeah, he was very different.
They do share a common interest.
He had a sense that he had relaxed a lot and smoked certain things during my time with
Tommy
him.
Chong.
Yeah, Tommy Chong.
Yeah, the guy from Canada.
They did a documentary when he was here. I had some footage of his appearance here in the film.
Yeah. Well, frankly, one of the old, and we're getting off topic slightly here, but that's why I'm here, is to get you off topic.
And you do.
But yeah, the topic is basketball, but you know, Cheech and Chong, they love their basketball as well as their other things that they like.
Yeah.
And basketball, of course, is the ticket, as well as comic books
this
downtown.
Weekend, yeah.
That's right. Big 12 out the you-know-what.
It's going to be jammed downtown this weekend.
Well, it really is. Yeah. I mean, somehow you look over your shoulder and what happened to Kansas City downtown has become...
It's great. It's neat.
We're
all
not
good.
Chicago. We don't want to be. We want to be Kansas City. But anyway, I could pick a bunch of different stuff to do for you all to maybe try and do regarding Big 12 downtown. But one free thing is the Big 12 Game Day Street Fest, where you'll have Special Olympics and youth basketball games, clinics, challenges, trivia contests. Former Big 12 players will show up. There'll be three-point challenges. Steve, how many threes can you make in 30 seconds?
Six.
That's more than me, gosh. How many free throws can you make?
22.
That's a number.
Yes, it is.
You've been holding on to that. I don't know what you should let those numbers fly.
Just give me the ball.
And there's a Papa Shot challenge.
It's hard to tell what that really means. Yeah.
Well, you can compete. We could compete against a friend. I call you a friend in a quick shooting contest. So that's a free event. You can bring the whole family. That's right outside the Sprint Center. They'll have cheerleaders down there. My goodness me. It's just going to be a mob scene. Have fun.
That's the Mowglies.
I couldn't say it better myself.
Mowglies.
Mowglies. That's right.
A Mowgli?
Well, that remains to be seen. You'd have to see them to even have a clue. But the Mowglies were made famous for their hit song San Francisco, which we're now hearing. And they are going to be the featured entertainment on Monday. It's a long weekend. St. Patrick's Day is on Monday, right?
Let's listen to just a little bit. A little
Can
more
we?
Of them.
It's
Bring
fun.
It up here.
Let's do it.
Cut them off too soon.
Oh, they can do with anybody.
3 o'clock Monday in the KC Live Block down to the Power and Light.
Kansas City Power and Light. It's part of the festivities, the St. Paddy's Day bash down there. I mean, but there's a bunch of stuff going on the weekend. I mean, Irish Palooza, that's Martin City's annual parade with a Prince and Princess contest at 12:30 after before the parade. There's the 32nd Shawnee St. Patrick's parade Saturday as well in the afternoon. There's the 34th Brookside St. Patrick's
warm-up
parade.
It'll all be on our
parade.
Website, right?
It's all on your website. Just go have a good time. But Monday, of course, the Frank White Grand Marshal Monday St. Patrick's Day Parade in Midtown. That'll be fun.
That's a big deal.
Wabbitwax. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
I love that. I love that stuff. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Oh, it's Elmer and Bugs.
I like that.
That's right. A little classical music, courtesy of our favorite Looney Tunes characters. That little tune. Do you love it?
I love it.
Do you love that wabbit music?
I do.
Okay. Kansas City Symphony Guild's Cartoon Classics Cabaret Concert will feature tunes from Looney Tunes and even Fantasia and who knows what else. It's a fundraiser for the KC Symphony. 4 to 9 Sunday, silent auction, dinner, concert. Delicious dessert. All happens at the Embassy Suites, Kansas City International Airport. Support the symphony. Have fun with your cartoons.
That's white.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They've got some real hip young men. I want to get me one.
I just love that woman.
I got to tell you.
Love her.
She's
love
back.
Her.
Ida McBeth.
She's back. Ida McBeth.
Welcome
great
back,
Ida McBeth.
You know, she has not been seen on stage in a year or two, let's say.
Right?
Jazz and blues queen of KC, 8:30. She's back. 8:30.
In the Blue Room.
In the Blue Room. Saturday night in the Blue Room. Tickets are just $15 to experience one of Kansas City's very own and so original and beloved.
And that's Brian McTavish from Thinking Bigger Business Media. Thanks, buddy.
I'm out of breath. Have fun.
Excellent
and check
job.
Out the Trektacular.
Tomorrow on the show, the robots are taking taking over at a local community college. We'll talk about the kids developing them, and we'll have our latest 90-mile view. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.